Good morning. I am back, just like the restrictions on movement that were reimposed in parts of the valley and 2G mobile connectivity, which was withdrawn from JNK on Sunday after instances of stone pelting and spread of fake news online gave the administration security jitters ahead of primary schools and government offices reopening on Monday. The JNK administration on Sunday said that over 190 primary schools will reopen today in Srinagar, besides storing full functionality of government offices across the Kashmir Valley. Meanwhile, according to the Indian Express, not just three former chief ministers and an IAS topper, the list of those detained in JNK a fortnight into the JNK Reorganization Bill 2019 includes a former union minister, seven former state ministers, the mayor and deputy mayor of Srinagar, and a number of legislators. Those detained also include lawyers, businessmen, professors, members of the JNK Bar Association and civil society. When asked how long the detentions will continue and what the future of these politicians will be, Minister of State PMO Jitendra Singh told the Indian Express at the Idea Exchange event that, actually, I don't see any future for them. They are also realizing that their political innings has come to an end. It is only some section of the media that wants to see some future, so that the story can carry on. The story has ended. It is 19th day of August 2019, and speaking about ending stories, in a further hardening of relations with Pakistan, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Sunday cited POK as the single issue on which any dialogue could be held with the neighbouring country. Now, if talks are held, they will only be held on the issues of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. There will be no talks on any other issue, Rajnath Singh said at an election rally in Haryana. And before we head towards some other news, well, heavy rain pummeled several parts of North India on Sunday, leaving at least 28 people dead and 22 missing in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Punjab. A flood alert was issued in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh as the Yamuna and other rivers neared the danger mark. Well, in southern India, things aren't looking good as well. The number of deaths in flood-ravaged Kerala climbed to 121 as more bodies were found in Karnataka. Also battered by floods, the number of deaths went up to 76, while 10 people remained missing. While we are in Karnataka, the jokes were on Yedi, who was holding one-man cabinet meetings, that man being himself. And from one man standing up to himself to the woman who stood up to the CJI. Well, law topper at the National Law University in Delhi refused to take medal from Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi in protest of the way the chief handled sexual harassment charges against him. Everything I learnt in the classroom put me in a moral quandary over the last few weeks on whether I should receive the award from CJI Gogoi. The institution he heads failed when sexual harassment allegations were made against him. This is according to Surbhi Karwa, who told the Indian Express. And now we head to the one man standing against all the hatred, bigotry and corruption. The bestest chief minister of the country, the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, Ajay Kumar Bisht, urf Yogi, aka Yogi Adityanath. This time facing the ire of a jealous opposition, not every CM can boast of the best CM award. But this time, it wasn't the cow that led to death and caused the anti-nationals to sing. Rather, it was the cow dung. A photojournalist with the Hindi Daily, Dainik Jagran, and his brother were shot dead in Saharanpur district on Sunday morning following an altercation over the disposal of cow dung. A 23-year-old Ashish, who is a photographer with Dainik Jagran, and his brother Ashutosh, who is just 19 years old, were killed by their neighbour Mahipal Saini and his sons. Three teams have been formed to arrest the culprits, who are still absconding, though Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced an ex gratia of Rs 5 lakh each for the kin of the deceased. The Samajwadi Party and the Congress slammed the ruling BJP over the alleged collapse of law and order and failure to provide adequate compensation. With that, we head to international news, where an Iranian ship held by Gibraltar since July on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria has left the port. Gibraltar earlier rejected a request by the US to again seize the ship, which has changed its name from Grace 1 to Adrian Daria 1. Gibraltar said it could not comply with Washington's request to issue a new detention order because US sanctions against Iran did not apply in the EU. good on Gibraltar for not listening to the US. Bad shit happens when you listen to them. Like the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility on Sunday for a suicide blast at a wedding reception in Afghanistan that killed 63 people, underlining the dangers the country faces even if the Taliban agrees to a pact with the United States. Well, the bridegroom, whose wedding was targeted by a suicide bomber in the Afghan capital Kabul, says he has lost hope after the deadly attack. In a TV interview, Mirwais Elmi said his bride survived, but his brother and other relatives were among the 63 people that were killed in Saturday's attack. More than 180 were wounded. Meanwhile, a sea of democracy activists flooded the streets of Hong Kong in a defiant show to the city's leaders that their movement still pulls wide public support, despite mounting violence and increasingly stark warnings from Beijing. An estimated 1.7 million people in Hong Kong, that's a quarter of the population, defied police orders to stage a peaceful march after a rally in a downtown park. That's after 2 months of increasingly violent clashes that have prompted severe warnings from Beijing and failed to win concessions from the city's government. Well, in other news, more than 10,000 people have been left homeless after a massive fire engulfed a slum in Bangladesh's capital Dhaka, destroying thousands of shanties, according to the Bangladeshi officials. Three people were injured in the blaze that struck a congested slum in Mirpur town on Friday night. And before we leave you for the day and this week, Tyler Ivanov is the man who discovered a 50-year-old letter in a bottle from the Russian Navy on the shores of Western Alaska. Ivanov shared his discovery on Facebook, where Russian speakers translated the message to be a greeting from a Cold War Russian sailor dated 1969. Now, reporters from the state-owned Russian media network Russia One tracked down the original writer, Captain Anatoliy Potsenenko. Ivanov, the man who found the bottle, was not sure if he would return a message, but considered writing his own letters with his children. But that's something I could probably do with my kids in the future. Just send a message in a bottle out there and see where it goes, Ivanov said. My word of advice before you go looking for a bottle, don't even think about it. The sea has enough garbage by humans. It can do without your bottle. So have a fantastic week ahead. Unbottle yourself and get productive. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.